91X News.
It's 20 degrees and mainly sunny at 5 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Sabrina MacDonald. Quinney Sports and Wellness Center is hosting the Quinney Career Fair this Thursday. This year is one of the highest employer turnouts. Karen Post, Manager for Economic and Strategic Initiatives for City of Belleville, talks about all the opportunities for job seekers.
Well, I think it's a really affordable way because it is free to any employer who wants to attend. It's an affordable way for them, one, to get access to people looking for work, to advertise the fact that they are looking for work. It's really effective for them. And for job seekers, it's kind of a one-stop shop, so they can come and take a look at all the folks in the region that are hiring in one location.
The career fair is free to the public and runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. A Tyendinaga man was stopped by OPP on Tuesday and charged with impaired driving. The 28-year-old was pulled over at 2 a.m. on Highway 62 in Central Hastings. Police say he was over the legal alcohol limit and will appear in a provincial court. Former Backstreet Boy Nick Carter will make a stop at the Empire Theater on the Canadian leg of his All-American tour. Carter will be performing on Tuesday, November 11th. The show will begin at 7 p.m. Tickets are available through the Empire Theater and prices range from $44 to $114. VIP upgrades are up to $983 are also available, but must be purchased through Carter's website. This won't be the first time Carter has performed in Belleville. His last performance was on November 2011, also at the Empire Theater, in support of his I'm Taking Off solo album. Despite having originally denied their existence, the Federal Indigenous Affairs Department says it will hand over the Parliamentary Budget Office a number of relevant documents pertaining to First Nations education. The office requested the information last month after learning from the Federal Auditor General that it was both available and relevant to an ongoing federal spending analysis. A spokesperson for Indigenous Affairs Minister Carolyn Bennett blames the problem on a miscommunication. She says the department is in the process of providing the PBO with the information. The head of the federal department overseeing the effort to fix the Phoenix civil servant payroll system says she expects the government to eliminate a backlog of thousands of cases by the end of the month. Public Works Deputy Minister Marie Lemay says officials have cleared more than 38,228 of the almost 82,000 cases of overpayment and underpayment that were in the system as of July 1st. Lemay says what happens with Phoenix isn't all that surprising.
I would not have expected us to be operating at full capacity now. It's normal that there is a transition. It's normal when a new system is implemented that people will, there's time to get used to it. Nothing like we have seen, though. I'm not trying to say that what we've seen is normal. Don't get me wrong.
Lawyers will start making their closing arguments today in the trial of a 42-year-old woman charged with hiding the remains of six infants in a Winnipeg storage locker. Experts testified the infants were developed enough to probably have been born alive, but couldn't be 100% certain. Andrea Giesbrecht has been free on bail since she was arrested 2 years ago. That's QNET News on 91X to 5:04 p.m. In sports, the Loyalist Lancers women's rugby team has withdrawn from the Ontario College's Athletic Association 2016 season. Jim Buck, the athletic director for Loyalist College, said he made the decision and informed the team Tuesday night around 6. Buck says that the reason for withdrawing the team stems from the slew of injuries the team has been dealing with.
Whatever could go wrong went wrong with the injuries, and like I said, they're severe injuries and to some really experienced players.
The Lancers were scheduled to play the top-ranked Fleming Knights tomorrow night. However, due to poor attendance and previously sustained injuries, Buck feels it would have yielded a poor result.
I said we only dressed 15 or 16 on the weekend, and I suspect if we would have struggled to have dressed that many tomorrow night to play Fleming, who's the number one team. My suspicion would have been that we would have suffered more injuries in that game, and then we wouldn't have had enough to field a team.
The team has been withdrawn for this season, and their future remains uncertain in the following years. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, Tonight is partly cloudy with a low of 13. Tomorrow is mainly cloudy and is clearing early in the afternoon with a high of 22 and a humidex of 27. At 5:06 p.m., it's 20 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. News on 91X, next at 6:00.